Welcome to Stories in the Word Cellar. I'm Jenna McGuigan. Today's story is called The Saddest Dog Story in the World. You should never name a stray dog unless you plan to keep it. But as soon as my dad found that small black puppy underneath our neighbor's garage, that was it. Her name was Shadow. I was 12 years old and we had never had a dog before. Apparently we weren't a dog kind of family. And after my dad found Shadow, my parents had one of those closed-door meetings that parents have, and it was decided that, yeah, we still weren't a dog family. We weren't going to keep Shadow. My neighbor, though, said he could take her. He owned an auto body shop, and he said Shadow could come and live with the other dogs down there, be kind of a guard dog in training. So Shadow goes down to the shop, and she's there a week, maybe two, and somebody runs over her with a car. She doesn't die, but now she needs surgery. And so my dad and my neighbor, because they're good men, decide they will jointly foot the vet bill and pay for this surgery. Shadow goes into surgery, she comes out, and she's going to live, but she has this wound on her back leg that needs to be cleaned and dressed several times a day. This means that she can't go and live back down at the shop because it's just too dirty and dangerous there. So my dad rescues Shadow again, and she comes and lives with us. Then my dad starts to nurse her back to health. And he keeps in mind three things that the vet had told him. One, that even as Shadow healed, she probably would have a hard time walking. Two, that she would never really be able to run very well. And three, she shouldn't be allowed to get pregnant because if she did, having puppies could kill her. And this is because, in addition to the wound on her back leg, all of her organs had been squished up to the front of her body. And so if you looked at her head on, she looked like a normal dog, maybe some sort of like lab shepherd mix, with the pointy ears and a slightly longer snout. But if you looked at her from the side, she looked like she was part greyhound. She got really skinny right before her back legs. But my dad's nursing her back to health, and Shadow starts to walk. And she's doing really well. And time goes by, and then she starts to run. She starts to run like she really is part greyhound. She had no problems with it. So, Shadow's doing well, and it kind of seems like maybe we're a family with a dog now. But there must have been another one of these closed-door meetings, because it's decided that Shadow's not going to stay with us. She's actually going to go to the pound. And my parents say that some family who really is a dog family will come and adopt her. But I'm 12, and I know that the pound could be the end of the road for a dog, if it's not adopted fast enough. But off Shadow goes, and it is sad, sad, sad in our house that week. Now, I don't know what happened to cause this next part, but within that next week, my mom and I go to the pound while my dad's at work and my brother's at school, and I was home from school for some reason. We go to the pound, and I'm sitting in the back seat, and Shadow gets in the back seat with me. We don't have a crate or a carrier for her, and so she is just hopping all over me in the back seat, and she's you know, slobbering, and her tail's wagging, and her ears are up, and she smells awful because she's just spent like a week at the pound, but she is happy, happy, happy. Here are her people. Come to save her. And so we take her home, and she is going to be our dog for real this time. And suddenly, we are a dog family. And we do all the kinds of things that dog families do. We play with our dog in our backyard. We clean up our dog's poop in the backyard. And when we go to the Dairy Queen, we get Shadow a small cup of vanilla ice cream so she can nose it all around the back porch until one of us stops it with our feet and holds it still so she can eat it. At this point, Shadow is edging out of puppyhood and towards doggy adolescence. And we think back and remember what the vet had said, that having puppies could kill her. So we can't let that happen in case a stray dog gets into the backyard. So one weekend, we take Shadow to the vet and we drop her off to get her fixed. And then we go and we run some errands. We stopped at the store and we bought this enormous bag of dog food. It must have been on sale or something. It was like the biggest bag we had ever bought. And we get home and it's about time now to pick up Shadow from the vet. But we find out that Shadow's not going to come home. She's not going to eat any of this dog food that we just bought her. She's not going to be our dog anymore. Because Shadow can't wake up from the anesthesia. Because of her past injuries, this surgery just proved to be too much for her. Now, clearly you can see that why this is the saddest dog story in the world. But the bizarre thing is that when I tell this to people one-on-one, sometimes they giggle a little or chuckle. And I have to admit that sometimes I start to laugh a little bit too. And I think it's because, not because we're terrible people, but because it's just absurdly, exquisitely, ridiculously sad, this story. Like, you just can't believe after all of that, this is how it ends. But there's a part that happens after all of this that I never laugh at, and it's the part that really makes it live up to the saddest dog story in the world. It was, I don't know if it was the night Shadow died or sometime soon after, but I woke up one night and I could hear my parents talking in their bedroom across the hall from mine. Their voices were muffled because their door was closed. And I listened to hear what they were saying. And I finally heard my dad say, "I just miss her." And then there was this funny noise. And it took me a minute to realize that by her, he meant Shadow. And it took me another minute to realize that the funny noise I'd heard was my dad crying. Now, I'd cried about Shadow, but then I'd cried about a lot of things in my 12 years. But in all that time, I don't think I had ever once seen or heard my dad cry. I'm pretty sure it had never occurred to me that dads could cry. I realized that as sad as I was about Shadow, my dad seemed to be even sadder. That's when I understood the saddest and probably also the most beautiful thing about the saddest dog story in the world. It was this, the realization that no matter how old you get, love can always break your heart. Thanks for listening to Stories in the Word Cellar. I'm Jenna McGuigan, and for more stories, written or spoken, please visit thewordcellar.com.